哋有牧者为我哋证道，题目系总不离开。
Today, we have Pastor Lau to give sermon. The topic is not depart.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢天父俾我哋有一份嘅恩典同埋福气。
Thank you, Lord, that you are gracious and you give us blessings.
我哋能够再一次站在施恩的主面前，
so that we can stand before you, Lord.
靠着主的恩典引导我们走光明圣洁恩典的人生道路。
Your grace, we can continue to walk the road of graciousness.
求主的宝血洁净我们。
May your precious blood cleanse us.
去除一切人的劳苦受烦。
To get rid of all the sorrows and pains.
一切罪的缠累。
All the entanglement from sin,
以致圣灵的恩膏在我们心灵里面大大的工作，
so that the anointment of the Holy Spirit can work in our heart mightily.
我们能够在神的话语当中完全的得着，
so that we can attain what you desire us to attain through your words.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
听我们在主面前同心感恩仰望我祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
弟兄姊妹刚才听到姊妹所读的圣经，亦都睇到。
Brothers and sisters, you have just heard our Bible passage for this morning, and you have seen it.
经文唔系好长。
The Bible passage is not very long.
系记载咗以色列民族离开埃及嘅时候一啲嘅景况。
It tells us the situation of the Israelites when they left Egypt.
但当我思想这段经文的时候，
But as I reflect on this passage,
因为大概有一个星期的时间，
Because for about a week's time,
当我每一次再看这段经文的时候，我就喊。
Every time when I read this passage, I wept.
为什么会有这样的反应？
Why did I have this reaction?
因为有一份很深的感受。
Because I had a very profound feeling in me.
以色列民族当年的经历，
The experience of the Israelites on those days,
亦都系我自己嘅经历。
Is also what I have experienced.
亦都系每一个神嘅儿女应该有嘅经历。
It is also the experience of each and every one of God's children.
当年以色列民族活喺埃及为奴之地。
During that time, the Israelites were living in the land of slavery in Egypt.
在那里他们有很多的痛苦，很多的祸患。
In that place, they had a lot of pains and sorrows.
很多的艰难，很多的无助。
They had a lot of helplessness and also they were in troubles.
但神看见，神听见他们的处境。
But God saw it and he heard it.
所以神兴起了摩西。
Therefore, God raised Moses.
神呼召摩西。
God called Moses.
藉着降十灾。
Through the ten plagues.
神叫红海分开。
The Red Sea was parted.
神击杀埃及的军队。
God destroyed the Egyptian armies.
以致整个以色列民族能够离开埃及为奴之地。
Therefore, all the Israelites could leave the land of slavery of Egypt.
离开痛苦祸患的地方。
So that they could leave a place which gave them sorrow and hardship.
而且当他们在这个过程的时候，
And also during the process,
神一次一次彰显他极大的怜悯。
Time and time again, God demonstrated his great mercy.
日间云柱，夜间火柱。
The pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
从来没有离开过以色列民族。
And they never left them.
为要的就是引导他们进入神的应许地。
The purpose was to lead them to the promised land of God.
一个牛奶与蜜之地。
A place where honey and milk flowed.
一个丰盛之地。
A land of abundance.
但弟兄姊妹，发生在以色列民族的事情也都发生在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, what happened to the Israelites can happen to all of us today.
我们的人生岂不是有很多时候在黑暗、痛苦和绝望当中吗？
Isn't our life sometimes in darkness, in hopelessness?
很多时候我们不是同样是在一些恐惧、痛苦、无助的处境当中。
Are we not sometimes in a situation of despair, hopelessness and helplessness?
不要说明天怎么样。
Not to mention what is going to happen tomorrow.
很多时候连今天都过不到。
very often we can't even go through today.
但奇妙就喺呢度地方。
But this is something which is wonderful.
呢个施恩怜悯顾念我哋嘅神带到我哋今日。
This gracious and merciful God who cares for us, He brings us to today.
虽然前面仲好似漫漫长路。
Although it looks like there is, we can't grasp out the days ahead of us.
但神会带领。
But God will surely lead us.
今朝早上正道嘅主题系总不离开。
The topic of today's sermon is I will never leave you.
这个是神宝贵的应许。
This is the precious promise of God.
有时顶住会想想。
Sometimes you will think.
人应许你什么都没用。
It doesn't come to fruition. Even people promise you a lot of things.
因为他是人。
Because they are human beings.
他会改变。
They will change.
他都会无能为力。
They can be powerless.
但神是一个守约施慈爱的神。
But God is a gracious and merciful God who keeps his covenants.
他说总不离开。
When he told us that I will never leave you,
就是总不离开。
Means that he will never leave us.
神的恩典怜悯同在，总不离开。
His grace, mercy will be with us and will never leave us.
盼望我们今天在一段经文当中，我们能够得着神的应许。
I hope that through this Bible passage we can attain God's promise.
神是慈爱的神。
God is a merciful God.
但神同时是公义的神。
But at the same time, God is a righteous God.
他赐下宝贵的应许了。
He has given us precious promises.
总不离开。
He will never leave us.
但神不是一个放纵的神。
But God is not an indulgent God.
我们必须按照神的心意行走我们人生道路的时候。
We must walk our days on earth according to His will.
我们才会得着。
And then we can attain it.
否则可能在恩典当中失落。
Otherwise, we will be lost from grace.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天早上在整段经文当中会和大家思想三方面。
This morning, as we consider the Bible passage, we will put our thoughts together in three aspects.
从经文的17、18节，我们思想两部分。
From verses 17 and 18, we can consider two aspects.
就是神的体恤和神的提醒。
That is God's compassion and God's reminder.
然后经文19节到22节就是神的安慰和神的应许。
And then from the rest of the passages is God's comfort and God's promise.
哦，顶姊妹，神的话真的非常之宝贵。
God's word is really precious.
有时为什么我们人生会劳苦受烦？
Why are we still burdened and worried?
很多重担，很多忧虑。
Why do we have so many burdens and worries?
很多恐惧，很多的无奈。
We have a lot of fears and we feel helpless.
原因就是缺乏了神自己的话。
The reason is that we don't have God's word.
我们先再一次将经文的17、18节一起读出来先。
Let us read verses 17.
我们一起将17、18节读出来。法老用百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不令他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。所以神令百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。请王丁太子会为我们将经文读出。
Exodus chapter 13 verses 17-18. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country.Though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，如果你看完这两节经文的时候，你会发现一件事，神真的体恤我们。
If you have read these two verses, you will discover something that God is really compassionate to us.
神明白以色列人的软弱。
God understands the weakness of the Israelites.
神明白人性的软弱。
God understands the weaknesses of human nature.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩归主的时候，本来我们都已经决定。
Dear brothers and sisters, after we have received the saving grace, we have already decided.
跟随主耶稣。
To follow our Lord Jesus.
十架在前头，世界在背后。
The cross before us, the world behind us.
永不回头。
And we never turn back.
是每一个神的儿女应有的决定。
This is the decision of each and every one of God's children.
同当年的以色列一样。
It is the same as the Israelites those days.
离开埃及为奴之地。
To leave the land of slavery.
往神的应许地进发。
And proceed to the promised land of God.
本来是理所当然的。
It should be a matter of course.
但很可惜。
But unfortunately,
因为人性的软弱,
because of the weakness of human nature,
神知道,
God knows,
环境好的时候,
when the situation is favorable,
就是人远离神的时候,
it is the time when people turn away from God,
但是环境困难的时候,
but when difficult time comes,
亦都是人信心失落的时候,
it is also a time when the faith is lost,
是人信心动摇的时间,
it is the time when the faith wavers,
是人忘记神大能作为的时间,
it is the time when people forget God's mighty work,
神明明曾经叫红海分开,
God already ordered the Red Sea to part,
是以色列人亲眼见到神的荣耀的作为,
it was the wonderful deed that was witnessed by the Israelites,
但只要困难来了,
but when difficult time come,
神知道人性的软弱就是会走回回头路的,
God knows our human weakness, that is we will return to where we were,
所以经文记载了神恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔就回埃及去,
therefore the passage has recorded that God said if they face war they might change their minds and return to Egypt,
所以神亲自领导以色列民族兜路去行,
therefore God led the Israelites to walk around by the desert road,
让他们避免了很多的争战和祸患,
so that they could avoid a lot of battles and hardship,
以致能够继续朝着应许地迦南地去进发,
so that they could go toward the promised land Canaan,
弟兄姐妹, 这个也是我们在神面前所蒙受的恩典,
dear brothers and sisters, this is also the grace that God has given to each of us,
耶稣基督在马太福音曾经有一个很宝贵的应许,
in the book Matthew, our Lord Jesus has a precious promise for us,
他要好像母鸡招聚小鸡一样,
he told us that how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings,
去将主的荫庇在他的翅膀底下,
so that we can be under his wings,
弟兄姊妹, 其实在我们一生当中神都很体恤我们的,
in all our life God is compassionate to us,
他用他施恩的手来遮掩着我们,
with his gracious hand he covers us,
以致我们已经是避过了很多很多的争战和祸患,
so that we have avoided a lot of battles and hardships,
可能我们都不知道,
perhaps we are not even aware of it,
有时我们说为什么我遇到这么多这么多的困难呢,
sometimes we say why am I facing so many hardships,
啊, 一波未平一波又起,
one hardship after another,
但是弟兄姊妹我用神的话去提醒我们,
but we have to be reminded by God's word,
当你遇到一些的困难一些挑战的时候,
when you have to face some difficulties and challenges,
可能有九十几样的困难和挑战神已经留开了, 弟兄姊妹,
perhaps more than 90 of those difficulties have been avoided,
细心看看人世间几多几多的苦难,
if you look at the sufferings of a lot of people today,
其实因为我们是属于主的人,
because we are the people that belong to God,
神因为体恤我们,
because of God's compassion,
已经给我们避免了很多很多的争战和灾祸,
he has helped us to avoid a lot of battles and hardships,
盼望我们有这样的体见,
I pray that we can have this insight,
我们就能够每日都心存感恩,
so that every day we can be filled with thanksgiving,
很多的灾祸痛苦患神被我们避免了我们都不知道,
a lot of sufferings hardship and difficulties have been avoided by God, he did not know,
否则你和我都不会安然坐在这里敬拜主,
otherwise you and I would not be sitting here in peace,
人生活在黑暗痛苦和绝望当中是必然,
it isinevitable that human life are in darkness and suffering,
保罗提醒我们我们所遇见的试探无非是我们所能够承受,
the apostle Paul has reminded us that the temptations we have come across today are something that we can tolerate,
神是信实的,
God is faithful,
所以我们遇见的是我们所能够承受,
therefore what we have encountered is something that we can bear,
神会开一条新路给我们能够承受得住任何的环境,
and God will provide a way for us so that we can endure it,
所以从经文当中我们看到神当年体恤以色列民族,
so that through the Bible passage we can see that God was compassionate to the Israelites,
神也都体恤我们,
God is also compassionate to us,
愿我们每日带着感恩的心去平平安安去面对前面人生的道路,
so that I hope that every day we can face what will come across the way with a peaceful heart,
在经文的十七、十八节，另外第二方面的提醒是什么呢？
What is the second aspect of reminder in verses 17 and 18?
神原来提醒我们人生有两道不同的地方居住，两道不同的人生处境。
God tells us that there are two different places that we can dwell in and two different scenarios.
一個是埃及地。
The first place is the land of Egypt.
一個是他們要出發去的地方，就是迦南地。
The other place is the place of the destination, the land of Canaan.
又有兩條路哦。
There are two roads.
一條是腓利士路。
One road is the road through the Philistine country.
一條是紅海曠野路。
The other road is the desert road toward the Red Sea.
哦，弟兄姊妹，唔好睇輕呢四個詞彙哦。
Brothers and sisters, please do not underestimate these four phrases.
佢將今日喺人類嘅世代當中人生嘅處境剖析咗出嚟。
They analyze the different situations of our lives today.
人生只有兩個處境嘅啫。
There are two situations in our lives.
一係住喺迦南地。
The first one is to dwell in the land of Canaan.
一係住喺埃及地。
The other alternative is to dwell in the land of Egypt.
一係行腓利士路。
Either you go to the road of Philistine country.
一係走紅海曠野路。
Or go on the desert road toward the Red Sea.
迦南地係咩地方？
What is the land of Canaan?
係神應許嘅地方。
It is the promised land of God.
代表住一個牛奶與蜜嘅地方。
It represents a place that is overflowing with milk and honey.
迦南地代表神與人同在嘅人生處境。
The land of Canaan represents the place where God is with us.
有恩典、有憐憫、有豐盛嘅慈愛。
Where there is love, grace, mercy, and abounding mercy.
最好形容迦南地嘅人生就係詩篇二十三篇。
The best description of the land of Canaan is Psalm 23.
依個係神為佢所愛嘅人預備咗嘅。
This is a place that God has prepared for those He loves.
乜嘢係埃及地咧？
What is the land of Egypt?
埃及地係一個外邦人嘅地方。
The land of Egypt is the land of the pagans.
係活喺撒旦嘅權勢之下嘅人生處境。
It is the situation under the power of Satan.
在那裡有很多的痛苦禍患。
In there, a lot of pains and sufferings.
人有很多的憂傷難過、痛苦傷害。
People have a lot of worries, pains, sufferings, hardships.
也都有很多的空虛、無奈、恐懼。
And there is emptiness, helplessness, and fears.
甚至乎很多的絕望的處境。
Or perhaps hopelessness.
最好形容埃及地的经文就是耶利米哀歌。
The best description is found in Lamentations about the land of Egypt.
人世间如果在神介入人类的历史之前，只有一个地方。
Before God came to the human history, there was only one place.
我们大家都会在埃及地望天打卦。
We were all living in the land of Egypt when we did not know what would happen.
很无奈过紧我们埃及地的人生。
We lived in that place hopelessly.
但神因着祂恩典怜悯为我们预备了迦南地。
Because of the grace and mercy of God, He has prepared for us land of Canaan.
一个有恩典怜悯有盼望感恩的人生。
It is a place where there is grace and mercy, hope and thanksgiving.
所以弟兄姊妹有两个地方人可以抉择。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there are two places that people can choose.
迦南地定是埃及地。
Either the land of Canaan or the land of Egypt.
以色列人当年要做这个抉择。
At that time, the Israelites had to make this choice.
离开了埃及了。
After they left Egypt.
究竟前面怎么行呢？
Where to go from beyond?
继续向迦南地进发呢？
Whether to continue to proceed to the land of Canaan,
定抑或走翻埃及地咧
？Or to go back to the land of Egypt.
神嘅儿女亦都一样。
It is the same for God's children.
我哋蒙恩归主啦。
After we receive the saving grace,
我哋成为一个新造嘅人。
After we become a new creation,
神俾我哋都有得拣。
God gives us choices as well.
信咗主嘅人生系站喺一个人生嘅转捩点里边。
All those who have received the saving grace stand at a turning point in their life.
蒙恩归主了。
After they have received the salvation,
究竟去迦南地定翻翻埃及地呢？
Whether they should proceed to Canaan or should they turn back to the land of Egypt?
所以弟兄姊妹留意到一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can notice one thing.
今天一些基督徒住在迦南地。
Today, some Christians live dwell in the land of Canaan.
但是大部分的基督徒住在埃及地。
But most of the Christians dwell in the land of Egypt.
这个是很悲哀、很可惜的事情。
This is a very lamentable and pitiful thing.
为什么这样呢？
Why?
因为行错路。
Because they picked the wrong road.
因为去埃及地的有一条路。
Because there is a road leading to Egypt.
去迦南地嘅又有一条路。
And there's another road leading to the land of Canaan.
两条路啱啱相反嘅。
These two roads are in opposite directions.
行向埃及地嘅路系腓尼士路。
The road to the land of Egypt is the road of Philistines.
腓尼士路系一条离弃神嘅道路。
The road of Philistines is the road that turns away from God.
系外邦人嘅道路。
It is the road of pagans.
那条路很好行的。
This road is very easy to walk on.
又近又容易行。
This is near and very easy.
这条路里面充满很多的试探诱惑。
There are a lot of temptations in this road.
可能很多五光十色的事情。
There are a lot of things that were attractable to the flesh.
行这条路的时候能够满足到人里面的邪情私欲。
While people walk on this road, their sinful cravings are satisfied.
甚至乎得到一些可能感情或者肉体的满足。
They can perhaps get satisfaction to fulfill their emotions or their flesh.
但很可惜，这条道路是撒旦掌权的道路。
But sadly, this road is under the Satan's power.
所以这条道路是充满很多的罪恶、试探和诱惑。
Therefore, this road is filled with sin's temptations.
却因为没有神的同在。
Because of the absence of God.
所以这条路没有圣洁、没有公义、没有仁爱。
Therefore, in this road, there is no holiness, no righteousness, and no love.
无信实，无真理。
There is no faithfulness, no truth.
亦都无平安，无喜乐。
And there is no joy or peace.
这条路其实是一条很黑暗的道路。
This road is really a very dark road.
不过很可惜，这条路很多人喜欢行。
But sadly, this road is preferred by many people.
因为太容易行了。
Because this is easy to walk on.
亦都很多人行紧。
And also a lot of people to walk on.
这条路红海旷野路。
But the other road is the desert road toward the Red Sea.
好像很艰难行。
It is very hard to walk on.
因为当中会有很多撒旦的攻击、搅扰和破坏。
Because during the course, there are a lot of attacks, destructions, and disturbances from Satan.
亦都可能来自人的误解、攻击和伤害。
And also there are misunderstanding, hurts, and attacks from other people.
但红海旷野路是一条跟从神的路。
But the desert road toward the Red Sea is the road to follow God.
是一条亲近神、侍奉神的道路。
It is a road to be close to God and serve Him.
这条路有神的同在。
There is God's presence in this road.
有真理、仁义和圣洁。
There is truth, righteousness and holiness.
亦都有神的保守和顾念。
And there is God's guidance and care.
更有神所赐出人意外的平安和喜乐。
And there is also the peace and joy that transcends all understanding.
所以经文的十七、十八节，神给我们一个很宝贵的提醒。
Therefore, in verses 17 and 18, the verses give us very precious reminder.
人世间有两个地方我们可以选。
There are two places in this world that we can choose.
迦南地还是埃及地？
Whether the land of Canaan or the land of Egypt.
究竟我们会活在迦南地还是活在埃及地？
Whether we should dwell in the land of Canaan or the land of Egypt.
我们的家庭、人生、教会要在迦南地还是埃及地？
Whether our families, our lives and our churches should be in the land of Canaan or the land of Egypt.
如果当我们要拣选迦南地的话，
If we are to choose the land of Canaan,
一定要离开腓尼士路。
We have to depart from the road of Philistine.
充满罪恶、试探、诱惑的路。
The road that is filled with sins and temptations.
撒旦掌权的道路。
Where Satan has control and power over it.
而走一条亲近主、跟从主、侍奉主的红海旷野路。
We have to walk on the road that is to be close to God and serve God, and this is the desert road toward the Red Sea.
求神给我们有智慧啊。
May the Lord give us wisdom.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because God cannot be mocked.
人选择什么就得到什么的结果。
What you choose, you have to bear the consequences.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
能够一生一世走红海旷野路。
So that we can walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea all the days of our life.
以致我们一生一世活在神的应许地迦南地。
So that all the days of our lives we dwell in the land of Canaan, the promised land of God.
一个充满感恩、盼望、喜乐、雀跃的人生。
So that we can have a life which is filled with hope, peace and joy.
所以神有体恤，亦都有提醒。
Therefore God has compassion and reminding.
但当然最后我们更加得到神一个很宝贵的安慰和应许。
And also we have precious promise and comfort from God.
因为当走红海旷野路的时候真的不容易啊。
Because it is not easy for us to walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea.
正如使徒保罗提醒我们，我们进入神的国必须经历许多的艰难。
As reminded to us by the Apostle Paul, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
走世界路容易得多。
It is much easier to walk on the road of the world.
走神的路要付上代价。
We have to pay a price to walk on the road of God.
亦都会遇到好多的挑战。
And also we will encounter a lot of challenges.
神都容许。
God allows them.
因为神盼望我们在这条红海旷野路里面。
Because God desires that during our journey in the desert road toward the Red Sea,
在各种挑战之下，仍然能够去见证荣耀神。
Under all challenges, we can still glorify and witness God.
不过道路虽然艰难，
but although the road is difficult,
神有宝贵的应许。
God has precious promise.
这些应许足够我们用。
These promises are sufficient for us.
继续有能力走这条红海旷野路。
So that we can have the strength to go on the desert road toward the Red Sea.
在经文的19到22节里面呢，
In verses 19 to 22,
神赐下三方面宝贵的应许。
God has given us promises in three aspects.
就是说当我们走这条红海旷野路往迦南地进发的时候，
During our journey on this road toward the Red Sea,
这三个的应许总不离开我们。
These three promises I will never leave you.
第一个应许在经文的19节，就是约瑟说的。
The first promise is in verse 19, it's given by Joseph.
神必眷顾你们。
God will surely care for us.
弟兄姊妹，神是一个顾念人的神。
Brothers and sisters, God is a God who cares for us.
天空的飞鸟，路边的花草，神都看顾。
The birds in the air and the flowers on the fields, God cares for them.
行放走主的道路的人。
And what about the people who walk on the road of God?
所以当我们走红海旷野路的时候，
So therefore when we walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea,
信实的神赐下一个宝贵的应许，就是神必眷顾。
Our faithful God has given us a promise. He told us that He will surely care for us.
眷顾包含两方面。
He will care for us. It composes of two aspects.
第一方面就是我们的需用，神必供应。
The first aspect is that what we need, He will provide.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神非常非常宝贵的应许。
This is a very, very precious promise from God.
神是一个耶和华以勒的神。
God is the Lord Jireh.
在我们一生要当我们走主的道路的时候，
In our whole life as we walk on the road of God,
无论教会也好，
Whether it's the church,
我们家庭也好，
Our families,
或者我们个人也好，
Or we as individuals,
弟兄姊妹不要怕，
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
你和我所需要的，
What we need,
神已经预备，
God has provided.
神亦都会供应，
God will also provide.
因为神必眷顾是神自己的应许。
Because this is His promise that He will care for us.
不过必须走在红海旷野路里面才得着。
But we must walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea in order to attain it.
弟兄姊妹，好像走到红海旷野边缘，好像走投无路。
Brothers and sisters, there are times when we are like at the edge of the Red Sea.
但神会眷顾他的百姓。
But God will care for His people.
他们不单止过红海。
They don't only cross the Red Sea.
40年，200万的以色列民族在旷野的生活。
40 years during the Israelites' pilgrimage in the wilderness.
神全部丰富预备。
God has provided abundantly.
神用5饼2鱼可以喂饱5000人。
With 5 loaves and 2 fish, God feed 5,000 people.
何况你同我？
What about you and me?
弟兄姊妹，我们日用的饮食，神必然丰富预备。
What we need every day, God will surely provide.
只要我们走红海旷野。
The only condition is that we walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea.
所以不需要为以勒团契前面的道路担心。
Therefore, you don't have to be worried about what of our days ahead.
当以勒团契走的是主的道路的时候，
If Jireh Fellowship is walking on the road of the Lord,
走的是红海旷野路的时候，
If we walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea,
而不是非利士路的时候，
And not the road through the Philistine country,
神必然丰富预备。
God will surely provide abundantly.
当然眷顾的另外一个层面是神必保守。
The other aspect of God's caring is God's protection.
弟兄姊妹，当我哋喺困难挑战嘅时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we are in hardship and difficulty,
好多时候我哋软弱无助嘅时候
，When we are weak and helpless,
就系神怀抱我哋嘅时间。
This is the time when God takes us to His bosom.
弟兄姊妹，喺整个嘅教会历史当中，直到如今
，Throughout the whole human history and history of the church until now,
神从来冇撇下跟从佢嘅人成为孤儿。
God has never forsaken anyone as orphans.
当你定义走红海旷野路跟从主嘅时候
，When we are determined to walk on the road leading to the dead to the Red Sea.
当风浪嚟啦
，When the storm comes.
神用佢施恩嘅手、大能嘅手嚟遮掩住我哋。
With His merciful and mighty hand, God covers us.
所以唔好怕，只要信。
So do not be afraid, just believe.
神必眷顾。
God will surely care for us.
佢会供应。
He will provide.
佢亦都会扶持。
He will support us.
第二个应许系乜嘢咧
？What is the second promise?
就经文嘅二十一节。
It is in verse 21.
就日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路。
God will lead them with a pillar of cloud.
神在我们的一生当中
During our whole lifetime,
当我们走主的路的时候
When we walk on the road of the Lord,
神必定引领我们
God will surely guide us.
有时弟兄姊妹，我们人生很迷茫
Sometimes we are perplexed.
究竟何从
Where should we go from here?
我接下来的一段日子我怎样走下去
What I should do to overcome my difficulties?
究竟我要作出什么抉择呢
What decision should I make?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们不承认我们真的是无知的人
Brothers and sisters, we have to admit that we are ignorant people.
因为很多情况在我们面前，我们很难用人的理性智慧去分析。
Because there are a lot of situations in front of us, we cannot analyze with our human wisdom.
究竟哪条路是好定不好？
Which road is better?
哪条路是对定不对？
Which road is right or wrong?
哪条是光明圣洁的道路？
Which road is light and holy?
哪条是污秽不洁的道路
？Which road is filthy, sinful？
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们都不识分。
Brothers and sisters, very often we can't distinguish。
弟兄姊妹，我们必须承认我们是有限的人。
Brothers and sisters, we must admit that we are people with limitations。
其实我们真是无知的人。
We are truly ignorant people。
但神的应许就是说，当我们行在主的道路上的时候
，But God's promise is that if we walk on the road of God，
神必引领我们。
God will surely guide us。
弟兄姊妹，如果当你行主的路的时候，你会发觉神一定会用他的话，或者用一些环境，用一些人来纠正我们的道路。
You will discover that if we follow God's road, He will use people, situations to correct us.
行在神的恩典路上。
So that we can walk on the road of blessing of God.
这个是我自己过去人生的经历。
This is my past experience.
弟兄姊妹，如果当我们行在主的路上的时候，我们会发觉人生路根本没得拣。
If we walk on the road of God, you will find that there is no choice.
神用很多个环境会收窄我们的路。
God will use different situations to narrow down our choices.
俾我哋好清晰知道呢条系神嘅道路。
For us to know clearly that this is the road of God.
唔会后悔嘅道路。
A road which we will not regret.
系一条真正蒙恩蒙福嘅道路。
A road which will lead to blessings.
弟兄姊妹，喺腓利士路睇唔到嘅。
Brothers and sisters, you can't see it in the road to Philistine.
唯有喺红海旷野路，我哋先会真正睇到神嘅引领。
But only in the road leading to the Red Sea, we can see.
当然我们要有一个小孩子的纯一清洁的信心
Of course we have to have a pure heart like a little child
定义走跟从主的路
We have to be determined to walk on the road of God
神必引领
God will surely guide us
所以有时都不用想得太多
Therefore sometimes we don't have to think too much
很多时候我和师母在侍奉道路上有时都想一年后怎样两年后怎样五年后十年后怎样
Sometimes I discuss with my wife what we are going to do in 1 year, 2 years, 10 years.
所以师母白头发就比较多了
Therefore, my wife has got more gray hair.
刘传道呢啲白头发就隐藏。
My gray hair is hidden.
因为我成日都同师母讲。
Because I always tell her.
谂咁多做乜啦
？We shouldn't have to think too much.
听日边个知道点啊
？What who will know what will happen tomorrow？
大神知道嘛
？But God knows.
我使乜理咁多啫
？I don't have to care too much.
我哋而家走紧主嘅路嘛
？We are walking on the Of God.
我成日讲洪水泛滥嘅时候，神坐着为王。
I'll tell her that the Lord will sit enthroned over the flood.
神知道乜嘢系对我哋最好嘅。
God knows what is best for us.
到你行到嗰个地步
，When you are up to that stage，
路就开噶啦。
the road will depart.
所以奇妙就奇妙喺呢度。
Therefore, it's very wonderful.
因为神必引领。
Because God will surely guide us.
当然，最后神一个宝贵嘅应许就系神必光照。
The last aspect of the promise is that, and God will also enlighten us.
喺经文嘅廿一节。
In verse 21.
夜间在火柱中光照他们。
By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on the way.
这个光照不单止给我们看得清楚这个世界。
This does not only help us to see clearly.
有属灵的智慧来分辨。
To have the spiritual wisdom to distinguish.
就好像主耶稣的应许一样。
It is like the promise of our Lord Jesus.
我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
跟从主的必不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
但光照另外一个属灵意义是什么呢？
The other spiritual meaning of the light
是必要得着生命的光。
Is that we will have the light of life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们走跟从主的路上，神不单止有保守看顾。
On our road to follow God, God does not only give us protection and care.
神不单止有引领。
God does not only guide us.
神更加光照我们内里的属灵生命。
But he also enlightened our spiritual life inside of us.
让这个内里的属灵生命蒙光照之后，会产生一种的变化。
So that our spiritual life within us, after receiving the light, will have a transformation.
就是得着生命的光。
So that you will have the light of life.
就是我们的生命会越来越似爱我们的主。
That means our life will be more and more like the life of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你细心留意在这个世界许许多多的基督徒。
If you observe carefully about the Christians in this world,
有跟从主，有不跟从主的。
Some of them follow God and some of them don't.
有走腓利士路，有走红海旷野路的。
Some of them walk on the road to Philistine.
我们一定会发现这件事情。
And we will surely discover something.
走红海旷野路的基督徒，
those who walk on the road leading to Red Sea，
他未必一帆风顺，
they may not have smooth sailing in their life，
他未必事事平安，
they may not have whatever they desire，
但我们一定会发现一件事，
but we will surely discover something，
他们的生命有主的样式的流露，
their life manifests the likeness of our Lord，
人在他身上看到主啊。
People can see the Lord in them.
原因就是因为走红海旷野路的时候，神的光光照我们。
The reason is that when they walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea, they have the light of God to enlighten them.
我们的生命就起了变化。
So that we can have the transformation of our lives.
就好像当年的摩西在山上与神有四十昼夜的相聚的时候。
It is like Moses when he was up on the mountain, he had to encounter God for 40 days and 40 nights.
当他落山的时候，他面皮就发光了。
When he descended from the mountain, his face radiates.
当你走红海旷野路的时候，
When you walk on the road leading to the Red Sea,
当你日直与神相处的时候，
When you are with God in day and night,
我们的生命就发出亮光，
Our lives will brighten up.
所以弟兄姊妹，走红海旷野路虽然艰难，
Although it is difficult to walk on the road leading to the Red Sea,
却有神宝贵的应许，
But we have the precious promise of God.
总不离开，
He will never leave us.
总不离开神的眷顾，
The care of God will never leave us.
总不离开神的引领，
The guidance of God will never leave us.
总不离开神的光照，
But he also enlightened inside of us.
所以求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us.
从今日这段经文当中有一个更深层面的体会。
From the Bible passage today, we can have a deeper level of understanding.
我们的人生本来会在埃及地。
Our life should be in the land of Egypt.
但在神的恩典怜悯之下，我们已经离开了埃及为奴之地了。
But with God's grace and mercy, we have turned away from the land of slavery of Egypt.
但我们的一生都面对一个的抉择。
But throughout our life, we have to face a choice.
两条路。
There are two roads.
一条是阔路。
One is the wide road.
腓利士路。
It is the road of Philistine.
一条是窄路。
The other one is the narrow road.
红海旷野路。
The desert road toward the Red Sea.
我们究竟会选哪条？
Which road will we take?
千祈不要选错。
Don't pick the wrong one.
要一生都持守走这条红海旷野路。
We have to persist to walk on the desert road toward the Red Sea.
以致一生活在神的应许地，就是迦南地。
So that we can dwell in the promised land of God, the land of Canaan.
亦都喺其中得着神宝贵嘅应许。
So that we can attain the precious promise of God.
神必眷顾。
God will surely care for us.
神必引领。
God will surely guide us.
神必光照。
And God will also enlighten us.
愿我哋喺今日神嘅话语当中能够有安慰。
I hope that we can have comfort from God's word.
明天真系唔知道点嘅。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但我哋知道神喺当中引领我哋。
But we know that God is here to guide us.
因为有赐平安嘅神与我哋同在。
Because the God of peace is with us.
有平安在我心，非世界所能及。
感謝天父藉著十字架上的救主耶穌基督。
We thank you that through the Savior Jesus Christ on the cross,
為我們預備了紅海曠野路。
You have prepared for us a road of desert leading to the Red Sea.
一條真正屬天平安的道路。
A road which is heavenly and which is filled with peace.
因為這條道路有賜平安的神與我們同在。
Because on this road, you, the God of peace, is with us.
神必眷顾。
You will surely care for us.
神必引领。
You will surely guide us.
神必光照。
You will surely enlighten us.
天父啊，恳求你帮助教会。
Lord, we pray that you will help the church.
帮助众弟兄姊妹。
Help brothers and sisters.
帮助每一个慕道中的朋友。
Help each of them who is seeking you.
我哋立志要走一条跟从神的道路。
We resolve to walk on the road that follows you.
以致我哋能够一生有属天的平安。
So that we can have heavenly peace throughout our lives.
因为主你总不离开我哋。
Because God, you will never leave us.
求主帮助我哋。
Lord, help us.
在主面前，我哋同心感恩、仰望、祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition is in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.